Well, one verse that comes to mind is 2 Corinthians 4. It's actually 17 and 18, where it talks about looking not at the things which are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And sometimes we end up just looking at life as though, okay, if we see it, it's real. So I drive down a street, I see a building, I eat a particular food, this is reality. And then we start thinking of the things that we don't see and can't see as if they're not real, as if they don't exist. An analogy I use sometimes with people is if I was in a room with you and I walked out the door and you could no longer see me, hear me, none of your senses could be tuned into me in any way, would you conclude that I had ceased to exist because you could not sense my presence? You could not see or hear me. Well, of course not. I haven't ceased to exist. There are things outside of our the realm of our senses that are real, just as real, you could argue in some cases more real than what we call the reality around us. I think if we don't have that perspective, then any talk of heaven, the new earth, the world to come, is just not going to resonate with us.